Wherever you're watching CNN Student News, thank you for taking 10 minutes for our daily update of current events. I'm Carl Azus. First up, at 4:20 a.m. yesterday, heavily armed French police moved in on an apartment building in a suburb of northern Paris. They were looking for a relative of this man, Abdelhamid Abaoud. He's a Frenchman who's believed to be the ringleader of last week's terrorist attacks in Paris that left 129 people dead. A wiretap reportedly helped French investigators overhear a phone conversation. It indicated that Abaoud's cousin was at the apartment. As police closed in, gunfire erupted. A female suicide bomber detonated her explosives, and a floor collapsed.
We've managed to get onto a rooftop here from which we can see the building behind me. I'm just going to duck out so that we can push in and take a look at that apartment building that was the focus of these raids. We can see forensic experts have been moving around inside those rooms. They've been taking photographs, and you can see the aftermath of those blasts that were heard. All the windows have been blown out. You can see the pockmarks of heavy weaponry around those windows.
This was one of hundreds of police operations in recent days. Two people were killed in the raid. Investigators are using DNA tests to figure out who the suspects were. Eight others were arrested. A French official said, judging by the weapons and the organization of the people in the apartment, they were prepared to act, possibly in another terrorist attack. French President François Hollande said the raid was proof that his country is at war with the ISIS terrorist group, which claim responsibility for the Paris attacks. The French government has proposed extending the country's state of emergency for 3 more months. That would limit certain rights of residents, and it would allow law enforcement to have more power to conduct searches and hold people in police custody. Investigators have found cell phones they believe the terrorists carried. The attackers were apparently exploiting encryption technology to keep their plot secret. One key to preventing future attacks is understanding how terrorists communicate.
They planned a coordinated, complex attack, and there's new information on tight operational security and communication among these terrorists. Investigators have found evidence that the operatives tied to the Paris attackers frequently changed cell phones, switched cars, even searched for possible listening devices. And according to counterterrorism and intelligence officials, there's evidence that they used encryption.
Maybe they're using encrypted messaging apps. They do a very good job of hiding whatever you're saying from being intercepted by somebody who, like a government.
Encryption, conversations chopped up into a jumble by mathematical algorithms, code that U.S. officials say is nearly impossible to crack.
We don't have the ability to break strong encryption. And so if they move to the mobile messaging app, we're going to lose them. So that's a huge worry.